I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chuck Freeman, he is nomadically wandering around in Canada trying to find a place to eat. Chuck, how you doing?
Doing well. I got an interesting question that Bart asked me, and I was going to ask you because you would relate to this.
Yes.
He asked me this morning when we're talking about the Robert Hack Jewelers, that they're going to offer the pay for your jewelry.
Yes.
He asked me, Bart asked me, if 50-year-olds still buy jewelry. Do we still do that sort of thing? And I was going to ask you. I thought it was a bizarre question. I did say we're not any different than anybody else. How would you respond?
Well, those that have money do.
Yeah.
Unlike Bart, who blows it all on gambling. Am I right?
But the principle is, though, it's not like we don't, I mean, whether we do or not have money, we still spend it on
jewelry. We still, no, absolutely. Look, first of all, if you got a shot at getting free jewelry, you go out and spend a little bit. So yeah. That's the whole premise for those that are listening, that Robert Hack Diamonds, you buy diamonds now between now or jewelry of any kind between now and I think this weekend. And if the Milwaukee basketball team, as we will call them, wins it all, then all of your purchase between now and then is free. So yeah. that's the thing here. That's the rub. I buy jewelry because that's where I went and bought Sherry's engagement ring.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
had it made there, as a matter of fact.
My girlfriend Shannon, who's also 50, she was jumping through my phone when Bart made that response. And the only other guy who's 50 at the radio station is you. And I wanted to get your response. And again, I wasn't off base. Like, we're not too old to buy.
No. You know what I see Bart's wife walking around is like macaroni jewelry that he puts like with the thread. He needles it and then it hardens. And he put, you know, like he used to make in class. Because Bart's not buying jewelry, but he's making something. It's something from the heart and something that later on he can always eat.
I can't, you know, I did that in second grade, I think, but that's fine.
There you go. That's my point exactly. So what's it like in Toronto right now? Are have they been given new life?
I think so. And tonight will give them even further life. That's going to be a hornet's nest again tonight. Scotiabank Arena. It is. It was for game 3, and it'll be even more amped up tonight. Now, and we talked a little bit yesterday about the Bucks getting off to an early lead, and you know how an NBA game goes. It just, it all washes out in the end. Early leads don't mean much, but I think for the road team, getting off to an early lead would help some take some of that crowd out of it a little bit tonight. Now, when Toronto got off to that 19-8 lead and the Bucks called time, that place was deafening. That place was deafening. And, I could see where a visiting team in the playoffs would – find it tough to play through that. I saw this in 2001 when the Bucks went to Philadelphia. That crowd was terrific. And this one is even – this is a loud building. This Scotiabank Arena is a loud building. So not only when you go on the road are you facing a good team with the Raptors, but you're facing a whole country and that crowd tonight.
The biggest change – and I went back and watched the game the other day. I went back and watched that game yesterday when I went home. The biggest change that I see is the Bucks just need to hit their open shots. They hit their open shots. They defend a little bit better. They're going to win this game going away.
Yeah, I thought they missed a lot of opportunities too. I mean, credit the Raptors. They played well. They defended well. But, I mean, even toward the end, Middleton, wide open baseline three.
Right.
Rimmed it out.
He missed three of those.
Shot. Yeah.
Three wide open shots.
Yeah. I mean, the Bucks had some good looks in this game. They did. The shots were not falling. And I think throughout the playoffs, even the game they lost against Boston, I thought they had some good looks in that game too, Bill. And this one on Sunday night, they weren't falling. Now, Giannis they did a great job on Giannis defensively. Leonard was great on him. And the times that Siakam guarded him, great. But Leonard's a little banged up. Siakam's a little banged up. Kyle Lowry's got a sore hand. So the Raptors are coming in this one. Now, I don't want to say one arm tied behind their back, but they're a little banged. They're a little injured going into this. But, you know, as we've seen in playoff performances before, we've seen Michael play with 105 fever and beat Utah in an NBA final game. We could see very well, you know, these guys come out and, you know, the wounded animal thing. You know, when you're wounded, that's when you're most dangerous.
I wanted to ask you, so what is your day like? Because even though we're going to talk about matchups in the Bucks and the Raptors, but you're in Canada now. It's not like you're down the street in Chicago or something. You're in Canada. You got to get over there. You got to hang out. You got to get to the arena. So what's the day like in Canada?
Well, yesterday wasn't much because I'm way out here. I'm way out here by the airport, which is 35, about a 40. $45 Uber ride to downtown Toronto. So out here in the airport, it's not like Milwaukee where the airport, boom, you get on the freeway. You know, when you go out of town, we forget how good we have it in Milwaukee, man, with our airport, with it being so conveniently close to downtown. Here, it takes forever to get this. It's like a 45-minute trip downtown through traffic and all that to get to downtown Toronto. So out here near the airport, not a heck of a lot going on. Went to dinner yesterday at a Lone Star Steakhouse. Got me some fajitas, and that was pretty much it. Did some work. Didn't do a lot. I'm going to go down to downtown Toronto early this afternoon, walk around a little bit, get a little flair of the district a little bit, the Jurassic Park area, see what it's all about.
So the party they're having in front of their square is very similar to what's going on at the Deer District, which we know is going to be packed tonight. So I got to ask you, what are Canadian fans like? I mean, are they into this? Do they believe this team has a legitimate shot, or are they just waiting for the inevitable?
Or waiting for hockey season to restart?
Jim
Paschke and I were walking past. We're walking by the old pictures, and you walk by places inside the arena, you get a hockey flavor. This is an arena, a hockey arena, where they just happen to play basketball. This is a hockey town that just happens to have basketball. But they're behind the Raptors because the fans love their sports in this town. They do. They love their sports in this town. You know, they love the Blue Jays, but they love the Raptors, and they love most of all, they love the Toronto Maple Leafs. Mm-hmm. But they're behind this team. They're loud fans. They are loud fans, and they want to get to the NBA Finals. They've only been in the league since the 95-96 season, but they've always had a strong fan base. And to get tickets for and Paschke told me this on my show this morning, and I kind of found out this the other day. Trying to get tickets for a game here is impossible if you're a visiting team. I did not, Bill, see many Bucks fans at all at Game 3. Hardly any, if any. At Game 3, and so you're fighting that too. At least, you know, in the playoffs, the Brewers go on the road to Los Angeles. You see some Brewer fans. They go on the road to Colorado. You see some Brewer fans. You see Packer fans, Bill, as you know, the road all the time. But you come to the NBA Finals or you come to the Conference Finals here, you don't see any Bucks jerseys at all.
Well, there's a lot of people that can't get out of the country. I think that's part of it. We're kind of, you know, locked in. I don't think we're allowed to cross the border, so I can understand that. Yeah. Some of us are not allowed to cross the border. Hey, Chuck, before I let you go real quick, do you expect any starting lineup adjustments? I know yesterday during shoot-around, Budenholzer wasn't really, when he was asked specifically, he wasn't really committal to what he already has out there, but he also seemed to say that he wasn't going to make any changes, maybe just adjust the minutes.
Yeah, sounds like he's open to changes in the starting lineup maybe down the road. It's something he said he'd think about, quote-unquote, think about. But I think you'll see that same five out there, Mirotić, Antetokounmpo, Lopez, Middleton, and Bledsoe. With Hill and Brogdon coming off the bench and Connaughton getting his minutes, Tony Snell has pretty much been missing in action. Ersan only played 12 minutes the other day, but I think you're going to see pretty much the same. You know, Hill, there's been some fans clamoring that Hill should start or Brogdon should start. They still played 36 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hill played more than Bledsoe. Bledsoe played 33 minutes. Hill played 36 minutes. Brogdon played 36 minutes, and Mirotić played 29. So, you know, I think a lot is sometimes made on who starts, but it's actually who plays more minutes and more quality of time. And Hill and Brogdon played their share of quality time on Sunday night.
Always good, Chucker. Stay safe. We'll see you once you get back from Canada.
You got it, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That's Chuck Freeman from 105.7 FM, The Fan, The Morning Show. Chuck and Winkler, our flagship station out of Milwaukee, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE to go to SchneiderJobs.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.